Today's show is brought to you by Sectional Couches, the easiest furniture to split when you get a divorce.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Good morning.
It's morning.
Guess what today is?
Today is National Hot Chocolate Day.
I'll make some hot chocolate.
I'll make us some hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate? So, where's the hot chocolate?
That is the largest cup of hot chocolate.
Happy National Hot
Chocolate.
Chocolate Day.
You know what would be great right now? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is ready.
It's showtime.
Now, at first I thought they said hot pocket, and I could maybe go for that. I realize they're not really food, and I will end up burning the roof of my mouth. But, I mean, hot pocket. Well, maybe let's get some, there we go. Or Jersey Mike subs would even be better. Oh, hi there. It is The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now, on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. No, not Tab. Yeah, the Alexa, there she is. How in the heck do you get our live channel, our live show, and our feature channel, rather, on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You just do that one time. Say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will, and then every time you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. The podcast is a repack of the live show that we do Monday through Friday between 8 and 11. We drop a new episode every weekday around noon, and that you can find just by simply saying, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add the VA in there, and then she will. Or you can search The Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, iHeart, wherever you get them, you'll find it. Just search The Mike Show VA. All right. And you can watch the show on Facebook Live at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. That is our handle for all our social media, The Mike Show VA. All put together. That's for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, it's not my space or my face or your place. It's X and Twitter and all the things. No, not the TikTok. We're not part of the TikTok world.
Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Yeah. Okay, not only is it the Finally Friday edition, but it is the last day of January, the last day of the first month of this year that I referenced yesterday on yesterday's program. It seemed like the slowest but quickest month, if that makes any sense. Does that make any sense? No? All right. I'll try and better explain myself. Here, let me get a little bit of coffee. There we go. All right. So, we hit the ground running on January 6th. Season 25 of The Mike Show. In full swing. Kicked it off on January 6th. We usually come back on the 2nd. But we stuck it out a little while longer for vacation and came back on the 6th. And then we hit the ground running. And man, oh man, we've produced a new episode every weekday, Monday through Friday. We've also produced, and it's in post-production today, our latest test drive interview. We did at least one Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads. But then we produced Emo Night Karaoke. That was down at Ballad Brewing in Danville. And then we did Emo Night Karaoke the very next day in Lynchburg at Three Roads. And then we produced Funk Fest, which was back down in Danville at Ballad Brewing. And it has been kind of a nonstop whirlwind of events, plus planning out all the events for the year. We've got our Three for Madness Festival that'll be on 419 this year. Fortunately, 420 is Easter, and I don't think anybody's going to be coming out for Three for Madness on Easter Sunday, so we're going to do it the day before, which is 419. And that's our music festival, our first music festival of the year. We've got some exciting bands that we'll announce coming soon. And then, you know, we're planning, we have a metal rumble that's going to, yes, metal, 9 bands. That's going to be taking place in May. And then August, we've got our summer jam event again. It's the fifth anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg. And so we're going to be celebrating that. And see, you have to put all that stuff together way ahead of time. And that's what the month of January has been for me. And oh, by the way, yeah, it is the 10th anniversary of Radio 434. So we've got that whole thing. We've got the 10th anniversary concert series that we're putting together. We're going to announce some dates really, really soon, but we just booked one that's going to be at the Music Hall at the Academy Center of the Arts in June. So yeah, we're working like and an oyster fest and a holiday beer fest and all that stuff. We've got things planned for pretty much the entire, and motor brews. We've got that planned for pretty much the entire year, and we did that in weeks. I mean, literally weeks. So it has been already. I mean, what a year! I know we're 1 month in, but what a year so far. Now this weekend, we have absolutely positively nothing. Well, that would be nice, but absolutely positively nothing on the calendar for this weekend. And it's, I think with as busy as it's been, I think it's going to be kind of glorious. Is it supposed to rain the entire weekend? Let's check the weather service here. Clicking on that. Yeah. All right. Where's the actual forecast thingy? Where is it? Oh yeah, and it's Groundhog Day on Sunday. 2/4/5/04. There. Try that. Yeah. So, showing 10 locations. Whatever. Just anywhere in 2/4/5/04. Periods of rain early this evening. Rather cloudy. It's going to be rainy all day. Mild showers. Ponding on the streets today. High 59. That's going to be nice. Let's see. Saturday, though, it's going to be sunny. 57. Mild with plenty of sunshine. Sunday, partly sunny and cooler. And a high of 45. But Monday, it gets up into the mid-60s. Partly sunny and warmer. That's going to feel glorious. So it's going to be a nice weekend, too. Which will be nice. Anyway, so that's your weather forecast. Not that we, you know, really do weather on this show these days. All right, coming up on today's program, because it's the Finally Friday edition, we're going to get so much more smarter with Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Plus, we get your 5 random facts. We're going to talk with somebody from the Lynchburg Community Market, either Darius or Sarah is going to be joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. And, you know, and then, you know, not headline news and stupid criminals. So how do you fall asleep? Do you have to have... See, I personally don't like any light. And Tab doesn't necessarily mind if there's, you know, lights on or twinkle lights or whatever. And then Maddie, she's got like twinkle lights all over her room and she's totally fine with it being like perpetual twilight. I personally like it completely dark with no sound. Nothing on in the background. And no, not TV. My mom and dad would fall asleep with the TV on all the time. And it would just stay on all night. And then, you know, they were getting older. And so the audio would be blaring. I can't do that. But we're going to talk about this. There's a new poll out that talks about falling asleep and how do people do it. Plus... our top list, top other ways to fall asleep. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Earlier today, I didn't fall asleep, but instead chose to close my eyes and enjoy my own soothing internal narrative. The hypnotic quality of my voice plays on a never-ending loop inside of my head. Whether I'm reading an ATM receipt, the application instructions on a tube of Preparation H, or contemplating the consistency of the last dump I took, through my voice, I have found the true joy in my life.
The Mike Show. Thank you, Morgan. I could listen to Morgan Freeman narrate anything, and that would be soothing. I probably wouldn't want to fall asleep, though, because I'd be hanging on every word. And some people need total silence, like me. They need peace and quiet, no lights on. Others use white noise sound machines, and some people really enjoy nodding off to the enchantment of cable news. Well, in a new poll, 25% of people say it's easier for them to fall asleep with the TV on in the background. My parents did that all the time. They didn't specify what show. So it could be Netflix, could be the news, could be late night, or House Hunters International. Who knows? Anyway, 40% of people say they can't fall asleep with the TV on. That's me. I can pass out with the TV on, but not anyway. Let's not go there. Anyway, 30% say it doesn't matter either way. Younger adults were more likely to say they could fall asleep in any situation, while older folks were more likely to prefer no TV. All right. 65% of people say they have their TV in their bedroom. The number was higher amongst conservatives in the South. Okay. I wonder what they're watching. 14% of people say there is always a TV on when they're falling asleep, whether they like it or not. 25% say it's usually or sometimes on, while 53% say it's rarely or never on. The demographic most likely to say the TV is always on are middle-aged women in the South. So that brings us to our top list. All right. With 24% of people saying it's easier for them to fall asleep with the TV on in the background. As for the remaining 76%, well, they probably rely on anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Top other ways to fall asleep. All right, here we go. Number one, ask your spouse about their day. top other ways to fall asleep, count sheep. Or if you went to community college, count sheep as high as you can. Top other ways to fall asleep. Enter a presidential debate. Hey, it worked for Joe Biden. Top other ways to fall asleep. Hang out with a Canadian. Hashtag snore. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Renee. Top other ways to fall asleep. Read a good book or something by John Grisham. Top other ways to fall asleep. Watch golf or baseball, or watch a split screen of golf and baseball. Don't wake up until 2026. There you go. Top other ways to fall asleep. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Now exhale. Oh, and make sure you include a bong. Top other ways to fall asleep. Close your eyes and imagine you're lying in a thick, billowy cloud of Donald Trump's hair. And top other ways to fall asleep. Listen to white noise. That's right, Josh Groban. Yeah. The Mike Show. Can't get whiter than that. On the way, we have news and not headline news. That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Microsoft is reportedly in talks to acquire TikTok. This is exciting news for people who want the app to constantly freeze. Some Walmart managers make $600,000 a year. Meanwhile, most Walmart customers make meth. A tuberculosis outbreak hit Kansas City. Usually when that many people in Kansas City gag, they're listening to Travis Kelce sing. And the creators of Stranger Things are teasing a supernatural series where the heroes are much older, live in a retirement home, and ride golf carts instead of bikes. It'll be called Florida Things. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. We are looking at tower cam position. One, two, three. This is tower cam position number four. Looking at the river and the fountain. Ooh, there's a train. A train. Would you? Could you? On a train? There it is. Coming up, Hope Harris is going to be joining us. Hope has a tribute show that's going to be taking place out at Randolph, and we're going to talk about that. That's coming up on Sunday. She's got the deets, and we'll have her joining us in just a few. All right. January's wrapping up today, as a matter of fact, last day of January. So Google did another one of its who, what, when, where, why roundups. Here are the top questions we were asking in the month of January. All right. Let's do it from the bottom up. This way I like to do it. Why is TikTok back? Trump signed an executive order that paused the ban for 75 days. It's supposed to give the China based app more time to sell to someone in the U.S. Where to watch Notre Dame versus Ohio State? The national championship game was on the ESPN last Monday. Ohio State won 34-23. These are the top five things that we've Googled. Number three, when will TikTok be back in the App Store? It is an app. When will TikTok be back in the App Store? It still isn't. The legal issues surrounding the ban postponed, Trump postponed, or they're fuzzy. So Apple isn't taking any chances. You can still use it if you already had it, but you can't download it right now. I didn't know that. What time is the inauguration? The swearing-in was set for 9 a.m. Eastern on the 20th. It had to be moved indoors because it was cold. And then finally, number one, the number one thing that we Googled in January, who owns the Gulf of Mexico? You mean the Gulf of America? No one owns it. No country owns it. The U.S., Mexico, and Cuba all have territorial waters in it. And it depends on how the bays and inlets are measured. But Mexico is generally considered to have slightly more coastline in the Gulf, 1,743 miles versus 1,631 miles for the United States. So, all right, do we want to do... No, we got to send a link to Hope. Let's see. No, I like the other one better. Would you rather? A new poll asked people, what would you prefer? A, extra love. I said extra love.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex. Yeah.
Extra money, B, or extra time, C. Unfortunately, D, extra fries was not an option. But anyway, 46%. Voted for extra money. 29% voted for extra time. 24% voted for extra love. In the comments, somebody said extra money can buy extra love and time, which is basically the classic money can buy happiness argument. But somebody else pointed out extra time can get you money and lovin's too. And another person added extra love can buy the other two things as well, if you're immoral enough. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It's their 5K on the runway coming up. It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, what movie you're watching, what you're eating on the couch. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say,
wow,
maybe even Harry Potter. Who knows? All right, here we go. Number one. During a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, not of the heart, but a total solar eclipse, a rainbow, if there's a rainbow in its path, the rainbow will turn red. Shorter wavelengths of light, like blue and green, are more easily scattered at totality.
I wonder if this has happened. I'm going to have to do some research now and see if I can find some red rainbows.
Or just, yeah, I mean, somebody's got to have some pictures of it.
Yeah.
Number two, this is the most random fact I have ever read.
True to the bit, I like it.
Squirrels hibernate so hard that you could juggle them without waking them up. Now, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Don't juggle the squirrels.
Take a rabies shot before.
But you could juggle the squirrels. They won't wake up. Number three. The word duds in milk duds came about because the company that tried to create them, they wanted to make them perfectly round, but found that that was impossible. So all of them wound up being duds.
A light bulb moment in the little meeting room. These are all duds.
Yes. Duds. Yes. Milk duds.
What did you say? Say that again, duds. Johnson.
Yes. I'm on my way up. I got a promotion. Number four, during a war between Austria and Turkey, I said Austria and Turkey. Hi. In 1788, two Austrian army factions accidentally got into a battle with each other where 10,000 soldiers were wounded or killed. Good Lord.
Oh,
and then number five, the current lead singer for Toto, who was also the singer in the mid-1980s. His name is Joseph Williams. His father is John Williams, the legendary film composer. Bet you didn't know that.
Nice.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right. It's the Mike Show. It's finally Friday edition. That brings us Darius. Joining us from your Lynchburg community market. Is it moist enough for you?
It is very moist. And Mike, I don't know what it is about days like this, but like the smells inside are amplified. So all I smell right now is bacon from Barb's. And I think I might be paying her a little visit after we're done here. But I don't know what it is about a rainy morning, but it just amplifies my appetite twofold.
Yeah, I get that. In our household, and this is unfortunate. We have a cat. We have a big kitty named Jerry the cat. Now, the litter box, I don't smell it. I change the litter box regularly. It's clean. It's fine. But Tab has this incredible sense of smell.
Yeah.
And then today, just this morning, she walked downstairs and she goes, oh, you got to change that litter box. I don't smell it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, no, it's the air. It's the you know,
it's the essence of cat.
it's the moisture in the air. It like amplifies it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would much rather smell the bacon.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I gotta look and see if there is something about the moisture and the.
It's gotta be
bacon,
particles or something.
Yeah, it has to be an amplifier. Well, it's an attenuator, so it will affect
two words out here.
It will affect radio transmissions.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you would know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and even to the point where, and I'm sorry, this is not nerd news, but you know, and I'm not trying to derail the segment, but on certain storm fronts that are coming through. Depending on where they start from and end, radio transmissions on FM will follow
the front
line. So oftentimes you'll be able to pick up an FM radio station from thousands of miles away.
Wow.
that'll just bleed in. It uses that front line. As kind of like a direct connection, almost like a fiber optic thing
that's
happening. It's really interesting stuff. But
attenuation is in full effect down here at the market, but it's with bacon right now.
Bacon.
So if you're hungry, come down to the market. There's plenty of good things to eat. The bakery's got fresh donuts and bread. It's a party.
Bacon attenuation. Now, I don't know if today's episode, because I repack it as a podcast and we always name it something funny. So I was on Don't Juggle the Squirrels as today's episode name. But now Bacon attenuation.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
that might be a band name, too. You can add that to the list.
Oh, yeah. Bacon attenuation and Don't Juggle the Squirrels.
I'd go see both of them.
Double bill. All right, but that's not why you're here either. Darius joining us from Lynchburg Community Market. How are things going, and what can we expect for tomorrow?
Things are going great at the market. So far, the first Saturday of the new traffic pattern has been going well. I was nervous that the first Saturday with the change in effect would be a little bit more chaotic, but thankfully, between the signs and everything, people seem to be getting the new traffic flow. So as you can see, you will now enter the main lot from the same entrance you normally have. And then you'll follow this circuit and exit out of the small outside. It's been going super well. It keeps the traffic flow smooth. I just want to be mindful to make sure that you and vehicles and you as pedestrians just watch on that little area of the awning, which normally has not had vehicle traffic going over it. So just take the parking lot slow. Be mindful of all the patrons that'll be going in and out of the market on Saturday. But we're still open, still following our normal hours. So please come out and see us. All of our vendors will be happy to see you. And especially during times of construction, it's more important than ever to not only visit us, but our neighbors across the street, Batter Bar, Hot and Cold, all those places too.
Absolutely. It's been, you know, it's been a little bit of a struggle for some of the businesses, but you know, everything is still within walking distance.
For sure.
There's still plenty of parking. It's just the direct access, you know, from 29 up that portion of Main Street that they're working on right now. But there are plenty of detour signs. Find a place to park, walk around, explore. It's still all open.
Yep. And I was talking to a bunch of people on Saturday, and a lot of people, I was expecting to get more complaints about construction. But honestly, a lot of the people that I talked to, they're just so used to parking further downtown because more and more people, like we've said, they make a day out of coming down here on Saturday. So the market is just one of their many stops. So they're used to parking further downtown or up on Church Street or any of the other places because the market isn't their only destination. So I love talking to people and seeing that the construction isn't being nearly as impactful as I feared it was going to be. So hopefully that trend keeps up and we still have people coming to support all the businesses downtown.
Hey, it's an expected thing in life, and especially when you're making infrastructure improvements and needed changes. Do you realize that some of, and I don't know what they're working on specifically, but do you realize way back when, this was a couple of years ago, they were working on, they had just done the streetscape, but they had a utilities project
that
needed to be done. There had been pipes, water pipes, that were in existence that were still being used.
Yeah.
That were made of wood.
I can only, oh my goodness. And that's exactly the thing. All of the utility stuff they're doing now, this stuff hasn't been touched in probably 100 years. And yeah. I don't even think that's an exaggeration. So some of like the, I don't know if there's any wood ones here, but I know some of like the water lines, they're significantly smaller than what they would be if they were put in today. So yeah. Upgrading all of those for the long-term success yeah. and longevity of downtown. So it's a little bit of pain today, but it's going to be a lot nicer going forward.
Yeah, and especially with, you know, things like power, things like fiber yeah. optics, things like yeah. you know, there's all kinds of things that, you know, need to be included and updated and improved if you want a really, really good functional downtown for years to come. That's yeah. That's just something that you need to do. Now, you've got an event that's coming up.
I do. So we have an event coming up on the 14th. It's going to be our paint and sip night. That is going to take place at the market. We're going to have a ton of crafters, activities. The Friends of the Market are sponsoring, so they're going to have wine available to purchase by glass. Okay. We're partnering with Imagination Studios. They're doing a couples paint night. So if you don't got plans for Valentine's Day, grab a friend, grab your significant other, and come and hang out with us at the market. It's going to be a really fun time.
Absolutely. Well, Darius, thank you so much for joining us each and every Friday. We get a visit from Lynchburg Community Market. You guys are physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown with, as we mentioned, plenty of free parking all around. And where are you located on the interwebs?
You can check us out at our website. That's LynchburgCommunityMarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, my friend, have a great weekend, and we will talk again soon.
Sounds good, my man.
All right. See ya. It is The Mike Show coming up a little bit later on. We have your nerd news. It's This Week in Science. Stay tuned for that.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Today's Friday. Finally, Friday edition of the program. Hope Harris joining us via the magic of technology. And isn't technology fun?
It is so fun. Do you want me to show you how fun it is?
Please. I would like to witness a demonstration of fun.
Okay, this is fun.
Yeah.
If, and you know, before we came on air, I just want to be honest that, you know, we have to admit that you and I came up with this. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, sure. Okay. And also I was late because because when you sent me the link, I literally had on my bathrobe.
Okay.
And had my hair in an onion do on top of my head.
That would have been fine, like, too.
No, a little powder and paint make Hopi what she ain't.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay.
Fine. So what do you got there?
Okay. So if you all want to be sure and keep your password safe.
Yeah. I'm gonna zoom out of that so that people can't actually read your passwords.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Okay. They can't read my writing anyway.
Well, that's good enough demonstration, because I would put that down, because somebody's going to be able to zoom in on that.
Okay, forget
they'll freeze frame it, and they'll zoom God, in.
That's
on
right.
Yeah,
now my whole system is just
I think we've discovered a very important point to the PPP.
Yes. Should we let everybody in on what that is?
Yeah. The what did we call it? The password.
Password protected paper.
password protected paper. So we have now, you actually came up with a solution to solve everybody's password problem. You know, when they can't find or figure out what their password was for whatever social media, and then you got this thing and that thing, and you want to be safe. So you don't want to use the same password for everything. And you sure as heck don't want to use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or password.
You lose like 200.
Yeah. So you'd have all these passwords, but it's on this thing. It's called paper.
They don't know about it. If the young people, it's like before you could download or before you could, you know, get on what this is, an internet, which is fantastic, right? Yeah, thank goodness. We can you can be in a dressing room. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine who has a teenage daughter, she's like, her teenage daughter was like, you know, kind of being not so nice. As I've got boys, so I don't know. I have a whole other problem. But anyway, so the daughter was trying on this bathing suit that was basically like dental floss, right? Dental floss and like two Chiclets on her, you know what? And so the mom was like, she cannot wear this and I can't tell her no anymore. So the mother went out into the store and got that same bathing suit in her size and was like, put it on in the dressing room. I was like, oh my gosh, we can be twins at the beach.
Don't I look amazing?
Which means her daughter like ripped that little piece of string off and was like, Mom, we can't wear the same bathing suit. I'm not getting this. And she was like, oh, it's a shame.
Yes. Solutions to everyday problems. That's what we're here for.
I've come up with two.
Yeah. I mean, so far you're on a roll. No, I have given away more $1 billion ideas than I care to mention. And it goes, I just blurt things out on the air. I talk about a great idea and I just keep going and going and going. And then I've given this $1 billion idea. Here, let me share one of my $1 billion ideas with you.
Okay, please do.
Tell me what you think. Now, this also is solving a problem that many, many young people face. It's, you know, you got this device here, right there. And everybody's walking around.
What is
it? This is the phone. And everybody's walking around like this. You know?
Yeah.
Just walking around. They're just walking. It could be, you know, any street USA, and they're just walking around. They're tripping over things, and they're just doing this the whole time, right? Okay, so I have a solution.
Yeah, falling in holes, basically.
Yeah, I got a solution to that. Eyeglasses. Okay, the eye and glasses. Now, the way my eyeglasses would work, okay, is completely different from anything that Google or any of these guys are coming up with currently.
Okay.
Mine would project your screen in front of you on the actual lenses so that you can read them, you can see them. And a little sensor in my glasses would detect where you are typing. So you could bring up your keyboard right in front of you and do this and type the letters or numbers or whatever in the air, and the sensor would pick up what number corresponds to where your fingers are in the air, and it would then make your keyboard work. Right. So now people can have a heads up display. They can be looking up. They're not going to hurt their necks. They can watch out for things that are going to, you know, traffic or whatever, people, and they're not going to bump into things. But instead of doing this all day, people would be walking around like this, looking like crazy people.
Okay. See, that is fantastic. That is a great idea. I just want to encourage you because I think that creativity is very important, as you know.
Thank you.
From me. But
yeah,
that sounds a little bit, not yours is completely unique, but that sounds a little bit like the virtual reality headset. My brother, who is a grown man, I mean, like close to my age. And you know what? He's younger than I am, but actually now I'm younger because we've decided I age backwards and he ages. So now he's my older brother.
Okay,
so people in Lynchburg, I just want them to know my brother Monty is actually now older than I am. Okay. Okay. So let's get that straight. So
the time space continuum and all that. I get it.
I mean, this we're talking about, right? Okay. Yeah. So the virtual, I'm going to use my hand so much. It's like, hi. Okay. Let me just talk with my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to keep it down here. No, I'm not. So
I'm just typing a message.
Okay. Type me a message while I'm talking. That's a sidebar. So Monty got these, you know, virtual headsets and it was, and I put one on and they are incredible. Like you look around, but you have to touch stuff in the air and move it. Mm-hmm. And I was going like this and it freaking wouldn't move. Like nothing did what I wanted to. And I was yelling and I was like, this is supposed to be easy. And I'm about to trip and fall over. I got to sit down. I thought I was supposed to stand up and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it was not easy. It is not easy to like, because we're used to touching things when we reach out.
Yeah.
Oh, which reminds me, last night, let me just you got to get used to it. If you talk to me, I will suddenly take a right turn on you really fast.
I occasionally and frequently jerk the wheel to the left. So,
okay. Well, we're going to be fine. We'll be straight.
Have at it.
Okay. So last night we were rehearsing for the show that's coming up in Lynchburg and the band was in the studio. So much fun. But I sometimes if you're singing and then, you know, you're like into it and you're getting up on the mic and maybe you close your eyes or something. And then all of a sudden your mouth hits the mic and you're like, oh God, you know, it's like, you're like into this moment. And then you like, and then, oh, you know, you're like, what happened? I'm going to fall over. So that's the concrete equivalent to not being able to touch. In reality, you can touch so much that sometimes you hurt yourself and fall over. So either you touch something and fall over, or you're trying to reach something that's not even really there and fall over.
Yeah. Or if you have a couple drinks and fall over, that happens.
You know what? It does happen. But you know, sometimes when you've had a few drinks, the world moves a little bit. Like that is when the ground goes a little like that. So it's not really your fault.
Sure. Now I think we've solved all the world's problems. But that's not why we're here. Or is it? We're here. Yeah. Hope Harris is joining us. And you have a performance that is coming up. And that is, what is that? That's Sunday.
It's Sunday. It's part of N Station's Jukebox Concert Series. And they've collaborated with Opera on the James.
Nice.
There's going to be a reception after that is really a support and fundraiser for Opera on the James, where I get to meet a ton of people, which I'm so excited about. Friends too, but the show is a tribute to Linda Ronstadt. I grew up from the minute I could even think about singing and anything came out of my voice, I heard Linda Ronstadt on the radio and was just completely mesmerized. And so I said, you know, that is how I want to sing. Now, nobody can sing like her. There's like, you know, as Emmylou Harris said, there is no one, there has never been anyone, and I'm paraphrasing, on the planet, or will there ever be, who has a voice like Linda's. However, I can sing, which will, you know, be a relief to people to know that I can sing.
Nice.
And I love Linda Ronstadt. And I, like when I'd have Broadway auditions or when I had bands in Nashville or throughout the years, I would definitely, you know, use a Linda song. And she worked with the most incredible songwriters and really brought to life like Ooh Baby Baby, which was written by, which is not the Salt and Pepper, but the one that was, oh my gosh, wait a minute. What is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Oh, Smokey Robinson.
It's morning.
And I only had a cup of coffee because I had to hurry up and, you know.
Of course.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't be necking on this show because it's not allowed. But anyway, which is.
Who says?
Well, I guess maybe, but
we make the rules.
You know what? We make the rules. You know, I'm just going to make a rule that everybody needs to have a paper. Yeah. Really secure their passwords.
Yeah. Okay, I have all their passwords. It's the Hope Harris PPP. Get it today.
Yes. Yeah. PPP. So I'm going to sell that at the show. You know what? Everybody come with some extra dollars.
Yeah.
And I will just sell that and sign that in the lobby.
Give them a sheet of paper. There you go. This is $1 for one sheet. Here you go. Here you go.
I'm going to stay here and get off of here.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyhow, and I love Linda. I would sing this song, someone to lay down beside me at auditions, and booked a number of shows singing that. And just her material is so incredible. And what I love about Linda particularly is that I could really look to her and say, wow, you really can, one really can sing in any genre. And all along the way, whether it was her agents or producers or people were like, oh, you know, you really are going to throw your career away with both hands. For example, when she wanted to record her record, her album of standards, someone said, you know, you're going to throw your career away with both hands. And she's like, well, I'm going to work with the great Nelson Riddle, who has written arrangements for Rosemary Clooney, Frank Sinatra. And she went on to have these incredible award-winning albums with Nelson Riddle. So she sang soprano when she sang Gilbert and Sullivan at Joseph Papp's New York Public Theater. She then, at the end of her, really the last chapter of her performing career, she did the Mexican music, and those albums are still the best-selling albums, non-English speaking albums in ever. And nice. Because she drew on her Mexican heritage that she'd grown up hearing her father sing. Mm-hmm. So it's really, to get to do all of her music, which I do, people have said to me before that I'm a chameleon vocally, which is hopefully they don't think I sound like a chameleon, like the, you know, gecko, whatever he is, gecko, or I don't know, Kermit the Frog, although Kermit can sing. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. And you have an incredible voice and your band. Tell us about about your band.
Okay. The band is absolutely incredible. John Conley, who plays guitar, is absolutely extraordinary, as is John McNeil. And these two incredible musicians, John Conley will be playing the banjo. John McNeil plays the fiddle, plays everything. And it really is amazing that I'm working with these people and that, oh my gosh, something just fell over in my house. And then we have Jody Boyd, who is an amazing musician and the drummer. And we have Rusty Farmer, one wonderful bass player, Lucy Kilpatrick, who is unbelievable, has extraordinary on the piano, and Marna Bales, who's doing percussion and incredible singer. And last night we do After the Gold Rush. It's okay. Part of the trio albums that Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt did. And we were singing After the Gold Rush, and we were like, this is so poignant, this song. I mean, it always is poignant, but in particular, just with what's going on in the world right now, fires, you know, all sorts of things. We really had a magical moment last night, and to the point where I was so wrapped up in listening to those two sing and Lucy play the piano that I completely forgot I was supposed to come in and join them and sing.
Wow.
But I promise not to do that in the show. Well, I don't promise, but I'll try.
Tickets are still available, and it's one show only, by the way. That's coming up this Sunday, February 2nd, 3 p.m. It's the Jukebox Concert Series with N Station Theater. And you guys are out at Randolph.
We are. And I went to preschool there, by the way. I went to preschool at Randolph-Macon when it was Randolph-Macon Women's College.
Wow.
I went there in preschool. So, and my mother went there. My grandmother went there. So, it's
very
much
a homecoming. Yeah.
It is. And being in Lynchburg, honestly, is a homecoming. And I love Lynchburg, the heel city, as we call it. I have a friend from Roanoke who's from the Star City, USA. And I'm like, heel city. even though Roanoke is fantastic, I love that. Yeah. But anyhow, Virginia's great. But absolutely. I really hope that people will come out because it just to hear the music is wonderful and to be reminded of that and songwriting and again, different genres. You can hear standards. You can hear, an operetta piece, rock and roll. It's just, you know, tons of fun.
No, we're looking forward to it. Tickets are available if you visit N Station Theatre. It's spelled fancy. Theater with re.org. Just go to N Station. Just Google it. You'll find it. And click on the concert series. Click on the ticket link. Buy a ticket. Plenty of seats available, but they're going fast. So get yes. on it now. Broadway singer Hope Harris. Hope, thank you so much for taking time this morning and jumping through the technical hoops and then having to run upstairs and go get your list of passwords. That
and my lipstick. Don't forget. I want everybody to notice I have on lipstick today.
I see, and it's lovely. Look at that. See?
Isn't now, it pretty? Just come to the show to yeah. see my lipstick.
How can you not want to get a ticket to this show? This is incredible. Hope, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it, and we're looking forward to having you in town.
Thank you so much for the time and for a fantastic discussion.
Absolutely. We have solved all the world's problems and have given you an incredible entertainment option.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Hope, thanks. It is the Mike Show coming up. We are going to get so much more smarter than usual with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way.
Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a rundown of this week. In space news. Scientists found the building blocks of life in samples brought back last year from an asteroid. Yeah. They say it's the strongest evidence yet that asteroids could be why there's life on Earth at all. President Trump asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to go rescue the two astronauts that have been stuck on the space station since June. It confused people because NASA already had plans in place to go get them in March. Some people thought Trump's post meant Elon himself would go pick them up. It said Elon will soon be on his way. Good luck. A fossil hunter in Denmark found a pile of 66 million-year-old puke.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yep. Experts think the fish barfed it up back in the Cretaceous period. In shopping news, a study found grocery stores do better when they sell beer. Just offering it makes people buy more snacks, cheese, deli meat, and soda. Makes perfect sense. And if your supermarket doesn't carry Three Roads or Ballad beer, ask them to. In killer robot news. China.
Hello.
Hi. Armed a drone and a robot dog with fireworks. No, not with real firearms. Fireworks. And then they let them duke it out.
Nice beaver.
Wait.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I just had it stuffed.
Wrong
let
one.
Me help you with that.
Wrong. And then they let them duke it out. There's video. We'll post that up on our social media, or maybe we'll just share it right now. Here, this is off the X. Oh my goodness gracious! Here, let's back this up. And this is actually really frightening. Share screen if you want to watch this on our social media. Go to The Mike Show VA on Facebook. Here, this is the drone and the robot dog armed with fireworks in a firefight. But this looks like something out of Terminator. It literally looks like something out of Terminator. And where was this? It was in China.
Hello.
Hi. All right. Wow. What else? Finally. Good news for dumb people. A study found dementia might hit harder if you're well educated. Patients typically survive for around 10 years once they're diagnosed, but it drops 2.5 months for every year of college. This might explain it away, though. They think it's because people with higher IQs hide it better and don't show signs of dementia as soon, so they're just diagnosed later. And that makes a lot of sense. And that's your nerd news this weekend. Science, just science, don't be afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. To patients, they are so sorry to cancel appointments, especially during the holiday season. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Do you donate things? Well, there seems to be a popular place a lot of people like to go.
Oh, hey, need a cheap mattress? How about cardboard boxes or retro shoes? Well, look no further than the alley behind the convenience store. So many treasures. Beer cans, fentanyl foils, an old stroller. Hey, have a hot dog. Take some or leave some. Don't matter. You never know what you'll find. Like, what's under this big box?
I'm sleeping here.
The alley behind the convenience store. So convenient.
So convenient. Let's do this. Oh, okay. Let's do an end-of-the-week recap trivia game and see how well you've paid attention to the show. If you get 3 out of 3 correct, you are a Mike Show MVP. All right, here is question number 1. This week, Navy bosses heard suspicious pings that were either A, Russian drone submarines, B, whale farts, or C, distant jet skis. Here, listen.
Huh?
All right. Weigh in on the comments on our social media at The Mike Show VA. Go to our Facebook page to this broadcast. Weigh in whether that sound is A, Russian drone submarines, B, whale farts, or C, distant jet skis. All right. First person with the correct answer wins a Jersey Mike sub. All right. Okay, so we got a bunch of these, and we're gonna pepper them in to Audio Vault. But let's go to viral videos. Have you ever heard of Stick Talk? Well, it went viral this week. It's a small subset of people online are very passionate about cool sticks they find while they're out hiking. Here's a guy reviewing a wizard staff that he found.
What is up, Stick Nation? This is my official submission. This stick was growing through a fence. You can see it's great at casting. This is a wizard type stick. It has the protection sleeve on the bottom. This is an amazing stick. One of one. You will never find another stick like this.
Okay. All right. Thanks. What is this? According to new data, the chain restaurant Chili's is the hottest restaurant in the country. Not around here. In fact, Chili's sales increased 31% last quarter. Foot traffic increased 20%.
I want my baby back. Chili, baby back rib.
Yep.
I want my baby. Chili, baby back rib.
What is this? Okay, we're not going to play that. We're not going to play that. We're not going to play that. And we're not going to play that. We're probably not going to play any of these. Why? Well, because they will end up being muted for copyright stuff. How about this? Now let's do another recap. All right. Recap question number two. If you've been paying attention to this show, if you have watched or listened to this broadcast, you should know the correct answer. All right, here's recap question number two. What happened with the 72-year-old bus driver in Wisconsin? Was it A, the school district gave him the bus when he retired after 35 years of service? Or B, he was arrested for drunk driving after not making any stops with kids aboard his bus? Or C, he successfully stopped cars from sliding down a dangerous icy road? All right, give the correct answer on our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. A, B, or C? We're not going to a comedian, are we? Already? Maybe. Yeah, we are. But then we have another recap. We have recap number three. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Groundhog Day is Sunday. To get ready, here's comedian Ted Alexandro.
Cleavage, when it first pops out, like late March, early April, it's almost like Groundhog's Day. It's like, oh, it's going to be an early spring. Cleavage just lets you know there's still good in the world. It's almost like seeing a newborn baby. Sometimes I even talk baby talk to cleavage, like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Who's all scrunched together? You are. Yes, you are. Yeah. They're adorable. Twins? Adopted? Take your time.
Yep. All right. That is your Audio Vault for today. Here, let's get the music going there. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here, grab the handle, and go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Here. Let me go back to the recaps, because we still have recap number three. And I wanted to do it during this segment. Okay. Recap question number three. Why did a pizza delivery guy get $40,000 in a GoFundMe? All right. Was it A, he got a lousy tip after delivering in extremely cold weather? B, he calmly helped deliver a customer's baby after delivering her pizza? Or C, he helped stop a thief from driving off from a burglary? All right. So go to our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. Weigh in on any of our recap questions. The first correct answer gets a free Jersey Mike sub. Question number one. This week, Navy bosses heard suspicious pings. What were they? A, Russian drone submarines. B, whale farts. Or C, distant jet skis. All right. Question number two, what happened to the 72-year-old bus driver in Wisconsin? A, the school district gave him the bus when he retired after 35 years of service. B, he was arrested for drunk driving after not making any stops with kids on board. Or C, he successfully stopped cars from sliding down a dangerous icy road. And then question number three. Why did the pizza delivery guy get $40,000 in a GoFundMe? A, he got a lousy tip. B, he calmly helped deliver to customer's baby. Or C, he helped stop a thief from driving off from a burglary. All right, there you go. The Mike Show VA. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news coming up. It's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right. how do you pronounce this person's name? They're from the UK.
Hello!
It's a 25-year-old woman named Rhiannon Evans, or Rhiannon Evans. Just became the first person in the UK to plead guilty to cyber farting.
Oh, no, not the beard!
No, cyber farting.
In the buttocks.
Or out of the buttocks. She harassed her partner's ex last month by sending a series of videos where she farted into her phone and laughed. This is only in Britain. She sent the initial video, then three more on December 22nd, four more over the next few days. Merry Christmas. Police got involved and told her to stop, but she continued to send more videos on December 26th and again on New Year's Day. The ex said the videos made her feel unsafe in her own home. Rihanna's lawyer told a judge that the two women have had bad blood, and she had been drinking when she sent the texts over WhatsApp. Prihanen admitted to the harassment, and the judge sentenced her to probation. She has to do a series of rehab sessions, can't drink for 60 days, and then they tacked on a 2-year restraining order. Let's see. Jesus. And then there's this. Oh, I already sent that one. Or I already did that one. Okay. A 94-year-old woman from Texas was cited for allegedly driving 106 miles an hour on the interstate in Oregon. The fine could be over $1,000. Okay, that's not the real the real police report. Police in Oklahoma arrested a man after he allegedly broke into an escape room business. Okay, so he broke into the escape room. Here's Barry Anderson, who works in the same building as the escape room, talking about the arrest.
This is kind of an unusual situation. Usually the cameras do a real good job on the security part, but somehow he was able to get into the elevator area.
A woman named Sabrina Coyne was arrested after allegedly throwing a brick through her ex-husband's window. She tried denying it, but she was caught on video doing it. And the brick had a message on it, commemorating their first date in 2020.
You the one banging on here?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in touch with my ex-husband. I banged on the door because he won't let me in.
You live here or no? Did you launch anything in there?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
If you cannot afford a lawyer?
For what? Wait.
For breaking the window? For
I didn't break the window.
We'll speak about that now.
I did not break the window.
Okay. If you want to speak to me about it, we can,
yes,
but I have to read you the same rights.
I want to speak with you. Yes, I want to speak with you. Okay. I did not break the window.
Give me a second,
window.
So I can read your rights, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Wait, officer. Yeah, officer, I did not break the window.
That's your chest cam footage. Is the music still playing? And are we doing good news? Have we exhausted all of these? There is one more story, though. It's not criminal, but I actually should have read this one. During nerd news, astronomers in Chile just spotted a massive asteroid with a 1.3% chance of hitting Earth in the year 2032. And that might not sound high. There's a 98.7% chance that it won't hit us. But it's fairly scary when you consider the stakes. They say it's around 100 meters... or just over 300 feet wide. That's not big enough to be a planet killer, but it wouldn't be good. According to space.com, it would create a massive crater, destroy buildings up to 9 miles away, shatter windows more than 60 miles away, and trigger a massive earthquake that would destroy stuff over a much larger area. It would also kick up a ton of dust and debris that would linger longer in the atmosphere, or if it hit the ocean, it could cause a massive tsunami with a T. Just to give you an idea, an asteroid half this size hit eastern Russia in 1908. It flattened 80 million trees over an area of about 800 square miles. Again, we're talking about a 1.3% chance, so probably none of that happens. One expert said he expects it to pass by harmlessly. He said it just deserves a little bit more attention with telescopes until we can confirm that. Because of its orbit, we might not know for sure until 2028. So we have 4 years to potentially do something about it. There is good news in the world, and we share it because there is so much stupidity in the world. Let's see. How about this one? A guy in Arizona, his name is Paul Gilbute. I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, he was driving to Los Angeles this month to donate supplies to fire victims when he got a text that his dog Damien had been found 8 years after he went missing. Here's Paul and the woman who found Damien talking about the two reuniting.
We searched up until it got dark enough to where my dad forced us to stop searching. But we stayed for another week. My dad's like, we have to continue on. We were renting a U-Haul. Even in the darkest moments, you just never give up hope. They left a message in my Apple Watch sent it through as a preview. Your dog Damien has been found.
He came to me when I picked him up. He was screaming and tried to bite me, but I wasn't going to put him down.
Not until when I got in front of him did I realize how much of an old man he had become.
Wow. And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got their United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby
Mike.
Ron.
Ciao!
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?